Chapter 1. Now. I make it as far as the front desk without anyone noticing me. It's a striking piece, carved from a large tree trunk. Rustic, but not shabby. The epitome of mom's aesthetic. And there's no one behind it. I hurry past to the office, then shut myself inside and lock the door. The room is more fishing hut than workspace. Pine walls, two ancient desks, a small window trimmed with a flimsy plaid curtain. I doubt it's changed much since the lodge was built in the 1800s. There's nothing to suggest how much time Mom spent here, except for a photo of me as a baby pinned to the timber and a faint whiff of Clinique perfume. Dropping onto the worn leather chairs, I switch on the plastic tabletop fan. I'm already sticky. But it's stifling in here. One of the few spots in the building without air conditioning. I raise my elbows like a scarecrow and swing my hands back and forth. Pit stains are the last thing I need. While I wait to cool off before changing into heels, I stare at a stack of our brochures. Brookbanks Resort, your Muskoka getaway awaits. Declares a chipper font above a photo of the beach at sunset, the lodge looming in the background like a country cottage castle. It almost makes me laugh. It's Brookbanks Resort I fail to get away from. Maybe Jamie will forget I agreed to do this tonight, and I can sneak back to the house, slither into scratchy pants, and douse myself with a bucket of cold white wine. The door handle rattles. No such luck.
Fernie? Jamie calls. What's with the lock? You decent in there?
I need 5 minutes, I reply, voice pinched.
You're not gonna bail, right? You swore you'd do this, he says.
But the reminder is unnecessary. I've been dreading it all day. All my life, maybe. I know. I'm finishing up some paperwork.
I clamp my eyes shut at the mistake.
I'm almost done.
What paperwork? Is it the linen order? We have a system for that.
My mom had a system for everything, and Jamie doesn't want me messing with any of them.
He's worried. It's peak season, but many of the guest rooms are vacant. I've been back for 6 weeks, and Jamie thinks it's only a matter of time before I shake things up. I'm not sure if he's right. I'm not even sure if I'm staying.
You can't shut me out of my own office. I have a key.
I curse under my breath. Of course he does. It's going to be embarrassing if he has to drag me out of here, and I'm pretty sure he'll do it. I haven't made a scene at the resort since my senior year of high school, and I'm not about to start.